Gallery 1, audio description of dress, possibly by Schiaparelli, 1930s, Lee Miller Archives, East Sussex, England. Immediately as you enter the exhibition, in Gallery 1 stands a mannequin displaying a long formal red dress. It is placed on a dark grey low-rise plinth that covers about 4 metres square of the floor area, standing at about 30 centimetres off the floor. The mannequin shares the plinth with two other costumed mannequins, a shoe trunk and three hats on a stand. The full-body mannequin is pale beige in colour and its head has no defined facial features or hair. It has a stylised, textured finish, giving the look of roughly applied papier-mâché. The mannequin is life-size and stands about 1.7 metres, or approximately 5'8". It is in an elegant, confident pose, with the arms straight down and pushed slightly behind the body. The head is directly facing front. The body is turned slightly, posed with its left shoulder slightly back and the shoeless left foot slightly forward, as if it were a live model who had just reached the end of a catwalk. The dress is made of a thick, woven jersey wool type material in a bright cherry red colour. It is ankle length, with long sleeves and a long, swathing sash tied at the waist, in the same fabric. From a high, rounded neckline drops a long red zip that goes centrally down the whole of the bodice, disappearing down under the sash tie. The zip has a small circular pull tab, measuring about 1 centimetre across. It has a hole in the centre and has been wrapped in the same woolen jersey material as the dress. The sleeves that come down from the padded sculptural shoulders are narrow and tighten towards the cuff. The shoulder pads have been sculpted to form short, angular, wing-like caps that protrude outwards about 5 centimetres on either side of the sleeve tops, giving a boxy, inverted, triangular shape to the bodice. At the front, 2 symmetrical, curving dart seams run down at about 10 centimetres either side from the central zip. The top of the dart seams are in the middle of each shoulder seam, running down to the waist, giving shape to the fitted bodice. The waist tie is formed of 2 fabric strips in the same cherry red material, which are long and about 20 centimetres by 100 centimetres each, with one end of each sewn into the side seams, pulled across the body and tied together loosely at the waist. The long tails of the sash hang down on the model's left side, almost to the hem. The skirt is ankle length. It is quite full and gathered at the band. At the front, the waistband is hidden by the sash tie, but from the back, the waistband is deliberately visible. It drops down in a curve from the hips, and its lowest point sits around the sacrum area. The gentle gathers of the skirt fall from the drop waist, skimming the buttocks and extending gently to just off the floor.